Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and OnCommand with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, Tom, the markets get back to business here in just a little bit this morning. And as they closed on Friday, cattle futures and the hogs all ended up with a pretty good day.
They sure did. Trading started on slow and mixed side back on Friday, but ended strong to the upside with triple-digit gains. Now, last week's cash in the feed yards was mostly steady, but late reports on Friday was showing $1 to $2 higher in the north. Now, box beef prices continue to trend lower, and lately we've been seeing the volume pick up. Choice box beef was down 59 cents Friday, selects down 88 cents on a movement of 204 loads. The daily cattle slaughter estimated 114,000 head. The weekly kill last week, 584,000. We saw the cash feeder index up 28 cents. Now, on the close Friday, October cattle were $1.32 higher. October feeders up $1.95. October lean hogs up $2.65. The markets will open at 9:05 this morning. Expect to see a mix to maybe a slightly higher opening cattle and hogs.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, while those livestock futures had a pretty nice day on Friday, the grain's still struggling and looks like mostly negative across the board as they finished on Friday.
That's right. We had news and trading on the quiet side Friday. Wheat, corn, and soybeans back on Friday. They all closed negative to end the week on a negative note, end the month of August on a negative note. Now, for the week, we saw December Kansas City wheat lose a penny. We saw December corn lose 7 cents, and November soybeans lost 18 cents for the week. Now, trading overnight started negative, and now is mostly on a positive note, except for the wheat market. The grain prices still must contend with the prospects of record large corn and soybean harvest coming on, and the Midwest saw moisture over the weekend, and there also are no forecasts calling for any early frost. At the moment, we're looking at December KC wheat down 2.25. December corn's up 0.5 cents. November soybeans trading up 3.75. December cotton is down 95 points. October crude oil is down $1.10. The September dollar index is 21 cents higher. And September Dow Jones futures up 24 points.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thank you so much. We appreciate your time this morning and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.